everybody, and welcome back to the Coffee Club podcast for episode 165. A Merry Christmas to you all, a slightly early Christmas. This is the Christmas episode, even though it's out a few days before, but we are getting in the spirit over here at the Coffee Club podcast, and once again, we're very excited to celebrate the holidays with you all. And yeah, it's going to be another fun one. We've had, in the past few years, we've done our Christmas wish lists. Some of our wishes have come to fruition, some have not. I'm trying to think of our wishes from last year. The main wishes that that come to my mind when I think across the last few years, that I remember there was one about the Union Athletic Club changing their name.
Yeah.
Which didn't happen.
No.
Was that, it? That sounds like an Ollie wish.
That was, no, I think me was that, or they would, they would change their name. I think that was the main one. Another, they had to like form with our team or something like that.
There's another Ollie one that was, I think this was last year, about someone on the team getting married. Or was it, do you guys remember that one?
Yeah, and that came true.
If it was last year.
Really?
That came true.
Maybe it was 2 years ago though as well, that one.
That came true, Ben and Alicia.
Yeah.
Was that, or because they were already engaged? Like, did you already know that?
No, because they didn't get engaged till mid-24. And then they got married pretty quickly after that.
That is actually true.
So
that is true.
Technically, right. That is a wish that came true.
Well done,
which
Ollie.
Was very exciting because, you know, who doesn't love seeing love get a spread like that?
It
was.
It was something to do with wishing for no one who meddled in Paris or something. Just a positive, remember? Which
sounds about right.
I don't think no one has yet.
No one has yet, but that could
hopefully,
change. That could change.
Hopefully, that means no one will.
Yeah, has no one tested positive from Paris? That is crazy. It's crazy. That's good though.
Very good.
But
nice job from them.
Well done, everybody. Haven't tested positive.
But Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Ollie.
Merry Christmas, George. I'm currently, me and George are matching. I'm wearing a dress.
Yeah, Ollie, can you stand up for a second?
Sure.
Give a little show to the people on video. Yeah, you got to check this out. I don't know why you're wearing jeans under that. I don't think it's necessary.
You're just thinking like commando would be preferable.
That's how you normally wear a dress, I believe. Next time we'll get there.
I'm wearing the matching overalls.
Yeah. Oh, those are.
Which are.
Actually. They look good together. I don't think they're exact match, but they look very similar.
I thought they were a set, but I think you're right. I think they're just similar enough to.
To match.
We'll call it matching.
But, yeah. So we're going to have a lot of fun today. Before we get into it, going to give myself a little Christmas present, a little shameless plug, my new YouTube series, The Adventures of Cynthia and Morgan. Go check it out. I have to show it to you guys live on air sometime. We can do a little react at some point when more episodes come out. But I just released that last week, and episodes will be coming out weekly for the foreseeable future. So,
how much is Cynthia getting paid to be a part of this project?
I paid her a lot of money.
Yeah, she's a busy woman. So.
After all the... modeling things that she did this year.
With the weather, I was going to say she must be expensive.
Her number got a lot higher.
Yeah.
So,
will it be a Christmas special?
You know, there will be episodes coming out through Christmas. They won't necessarily be Christmas themed, considering that they're all things that happened about 4 months ago.
That's true.
But you could call it a Christmas special, I guess, in a way. But yeah, go check it out, guys. It's a series. I'll probably talk more about it on a non-Christmas episode, but yeah, I've been putting a lot of work in the studio editing it up, and I hope that you guys enjoy it. And yeah, we're going to give this year, we're going to, I think, first get into the things that we're grateful for, and then we'll get into our Christmas wish list. So in the comments, just drop whatever you guys would like to see on your wish list and the things that you're grateful for as well. I think it's a beautiful practice this time of year to reflect. But even before that, I think training on Christmas, do you guys have fond memories of doing that? Because back when I was young, my Christmas work, so I used to train sessions like Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday with my squad back in Australia, back with Sweat Sydney. And I would normally train in the afternoons or the evenings, but on Christmas Day, there would only be a session in the morning. And if Christmas did happen to be on one of those session days, it was always my favorite session of the year because it was just the vibes were so high. And it was at, training was at 6 a.m. or 6:30 in the morning. So like you're getting your Christmas Day started real early and you're getting your workout, your session out of the way. So it's a good feeling. But I don't know, do you guys have any running related Christmas memories?
I think I worked out last year on Christmas. I spent Christmas in Boulder last year. And I think it was...
Is that a treadmill workout?
Yeah.
The big one you did?
I think it was like, I must have actually been on a Thursday, like a session day. And the vibes were good, actually. We played, I think it was a treadmill workout. We played Christmas music on the treadmill. Me and Helen and...
the gang.
There were a few of us. I think Kelsey and Ritz were both here. Definitely me and Helen. Maybe we were just holding it down.
Was there no one else? Was it just only you two?
Maybe Carmella.
Carmella might have been there. Because I was trying to think people that stayed.
I'm trying to think too, oh, last year.
I think generally not many people stay.
Yeah, because I didn't think, I think I was home as well.
But normally, maybe an easy run, but definitely, you know, I don't remember at least being in like high school sessions or anything, but I didn't used to train very much. When I was on Christmas Day.
I used to do runs with my family when I was super young. We'd go for a run in the morning. But like most of the Christmas memories I have was going to the beach. Like, because we're Southern Hemisphere boys. So it's summer for us during Chrissy. And Chrissy is always fun when you're down at the beach, enjoying the sun, being outside with family and friends, eating amazing food. That was probably the best memories I have, running around the beach. I go for a run on the beach with my dad. It's nice.
That's planned this year for me. I'm actually already, I guess this is, I'm already in New Zealand.
Right now.
At home. Travel. Hopefully weather's beautiful. Sun's shining.
You get in, it starts raining.
Yeah, honestly, it's probably going to happen.
I hope it snows here on Christmas. Ollie and I are going to be, our Christmas plans are to be here in Boulder. I hope it snows. I've never had snow.
Well, white Christmas?
Yeah,
never. Never had a white Christmas?
Never.
I think white Christmas is the best though. Because Christmas Eve 2 years ago, it was like it didn't snow when my family came here for Christmas.
That's right.
And, dude, it was like they were just freaking out. They're like, oh, we're not going to get one. And then Christmas Eve, it snowed. I was like, damn, that's amazing timing.
Magical.
Magical stuff. But hopefully, fingers crossed, if we get a bit of snow for Christmas.
What are Christmas traditions are you guys going to try recreate while not being at home?
Naked lap around the block.
Classic.
Getting bullied by my siblings.
Just have a phone this time.
Eating too much food. Nah, I don't know. That's actually a really good question because I think so. Cinta will also be here, so we're gonna have to start some traditions of our own, which will be a bit weird, not being with either our families on Christmas Day. But I plan on she arrives back this week, and then we're going to start going hard on the Christmas planning, decorate the house, have a menu for Christmas Day written up, and then, I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be a fresh start.
I was going to ask with the menu, if you got any ideas, any special Christmas dishes that are going to be made, maybe that could be a tradition for you and Cinta.
Yeah, we've got to find something.
Find some fun, like Italian kind of Christmassy Aussie mashup. I don't know, just like pavlova with lasagna. I don't know.
Why not? Little collab.
Pavlova lasagna.
Little collab. But I would like to, I don't know, hopefully stop at some other people's places on Christmas. That'd be a fun way to do it as well. You have your own Christmas, and then you get to stop like at other people's places as well.
Like a progression
Christmas? Yeah, like you don't do the full Christmas lunch or dinner of them, but you just stop by, maybe have a little slice of pie.
Dude, that actually sounds amazing.
On to the next one.
Have a bit of eggnog, and then just off to the next one.
Shit, I had eggnog upstairs. I meant to bring that down for the Christmas episode. God damn it.
Should be sipping on it.
We just reminded you.
What are you doing, Ollie? Are you going to imagine Meg's place?
Yeah, so I'm heading to Meg's Christmas Eve. She'll have like a thing with her aunties, like kind of a main dinner thing, and then Christmas Day for them is very chill, very relaxed, like in their pajamas, kind of starting the day pretty easy. I don't know, is it on a workout day this year?
I believe it's a Wednesday this year.
It is a Wednesday. Okay, our worst training day.
The longest day of the week.
Surely we don't have neuromuscular day on Christmas because that takes up the whole day.
Maybe he'll cut it like a mile or two total.
It is funny. Or we'll just do it rather than doubling, we'll just do it all in one.
All in one.
Just get it done.
All in one go. But
we'll be 6 hours straight of training.
We'll do that, and then we're going to do like a white elephant thing as well, which will be fun. But I'll be doing that, and then I'll probably try and call my parents at some point because they'll be at my auntie's. Christmas tradition that I can't do, which I do love, is a lot of my mum's extended family go to Berry Island. Do you know where that is, Morgs? It's like an island like right near the harbour. And the tradition is everyone has like a beer or a drink. And then they just stand around. Uncle Murray has a suitcase he brings every year. And every time he hurts himself trying to open it up, and it turns into like a bench and seats. And we just sit and watch him make it, try and open it up. And like every time he either like opens it up the wrong way, gets his finger caught in something. And we all just like cheer him on and laugh at him. That's a fun tradition that my mum's side of the family does. So
what a unique tradition.
Yeah, very unique tradition. And then they all start singing random songs or carols. But mm-hmm. I'll miss that. We'll have to try and do something like that here in Boulder. Yeah. Gus will have his little Christmas walk.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice. It'll be interesting. This is my first time being in Boulder. This time of year, I feel like it's going to be very chill.
Mm.
It's like if you're here on like on the weekends compared to the weekdays, it feels like you're like, where is everyone? And it's just going to be like a week or 2 weeks of that straight, which it's nice though. It's so relaxing. So I am looking forward to that.
You and Cinder should do stockings.
Yeah,
I think we will.
Yeah, so me and Jenna did last year here.
Yeah, like, hopefully Santa stops by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to make sure Santa brings a stocking. Yeah. I always love opening stockings.
Gus has a stocking with all his little drug treats and toys and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the toys will get destroyed probably like 20 minutes out of the stocking. So
I'm just going to get Santa a ton of Coffee Club merch. Just one of everything.
It's genius.
What a surprise.
Everything like in it? The stocking is you like Coffee it? Club.
Yeah. So where do we begin? What are we grateful for this year?
I can go first if you guys, I can. I'm very grateful to be healthy. I mean, I sound kind of rough right now because I've got a bit of a cough, a bit of a throat thing, but I'm glad to be healthy. No injury for about a year. So I'm super grateful for that. I'm very grateful for my team, the OEC, which I'm sure the two of you guys as well, but particularly since our team has grown, it's become even more and more like a family, and every person we add has just gotten added their own little flavor, and it's just been an amazing, amazing ride past 4 years, reflecting on it in particular, but very grateful for that, and grateful for my family, and I'm grateful for good coffee, really good coffee this year. I think I've had like
amazing
coffee, and I have to be grateful because I spent a shit ton of money on a very fancy coffee machine, so got to be grateful for that, boys, got to be grateful, but overall just grateful for everyone, so.
George,
that's nice. Well, I'm grateful to be home for Christmas this year. I mean, I did have a lovely Christmas last year, but I'm home for 4 or 5 weeks. My sister is getting married in January, which I'm really looking forward to, and just obviously then the reality is there's going to be less of an indoor season this year, for obvious reasons, so kind of gives me the opportunity to be back in New Zealand for an extended period of time. Going to be more like, you know, a month, 5 weeks, something like that. And don't often get to do that. So, yeah, really grateful to be able to spend that time with my family. And, that's the main one.
Are you going
to
be a bridesmaid?
I'm a bridesmaid.
You're a bridesmaid?
Yeah.
Well, nice.
You made the list. So when is the wedding?
In January. Sometime.
And is that the house, right?
It is.
As you mentioned, that's awesome.
It is in the backyard.
That's sick.
Which means I'm just going to be put to work.
that is a lot of work.
That's what that means.
Setting up, organizing shit. Yeah.
But I'm sure that'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome. That will be. Yeah, nice to be home for these extended periods when you can, because it's never easy. And I guess the main thing is exactly the same as both these guys. The main thing I'm grateful for this year is the people. Got to spend a really good amount of time this year with family, which hasn't always been the case. So that was really nice, both in Australia and overseas, when my parents would come to races and all that. And with Cinta and her family, I got to spend a lot of good time with them, which I always cherish. As these guys said as well, the team, especially with the new additions, I think just reflecting on the fact that, you know, we just ended, I guess, what you would call the first cycle of the team. And we got a bunch of new people in this year. And it feels like the first time that there's been almost like, I wouldn't necessarily call it like a generation divide, but it's like really young people coming in. Because even the last crop of like Mario, Cinta, Yara, like they felt like the same more. And the dynamics that that's created with the team, I think we all really enjoy, and it's been amazing. So I'm very thankful for the team. And just the setup there is amazing with everything that Dathan and all of them are putting into it, and the support from On. And then, yeah, obviously very thankful for the whole coffee club community and family out there. Tom Wang has just done so much this year, and I think that you guys, you fans out there, have always been amazing. And every chance that I've had to interact with you guys this year has just been so amazing. Most recently, like New York, for example.
New York was epic.
And obviously you guys loved Penn Relays. And just every time you're at a meet or just anywhere in public and you stumble across a coffee club fan, it's the brightest moment of your day. So
smile. I mean, at the Merry Mile when it's warming up, I just saw a bloke with a purple OG coffee club shirt just cheering. And it was just like the best feeling I've ever seen that.
Yeah.
So it was pretty sick. How's your Italian, Morgs? speaking of
being, what a question.
Just wanted to see an update, because you know,
not great.
Spending time with Cinta's family, has that helped at all?
Like, it helps while I'm there.
But then you just lose it, like.
Yeah, and then in between I lose it all. I'm trying to convince her. Well, I don't know if convince is the right word here. I'm trying to teach her nieces English so I can just speak to them in English.
Yeah.
I think they're still young enough that they are, you know, in that sponge stage.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that we can just, in a couple of years, be talking in English so my Italian doesn't have to improve. But I've always said that I would like to fully, I would obviously like to learn Italian, but I just have to fully commit at one point in my life, which
I think you're just going to have to move there.
I would love to do that as well.
That or Cinta.
Temporarily or permanently.
Yeah.
And just be like engrossed in it.
Or you and Cinta only talk Italian in the apartment. Like
when
you guys are home.
Yeah, we tried that. It's just too annoying.
Really?
It's just too frustrating.
Yeah, because she'll talk to you and you're like, what?
Yeah. And so we'll get there eventually when the time is right. Still got a better life ahead to explore those things. And then, yeah, finally more specifically with the running, just... Yeah, health, similar to Ollie. And just been healthy for the longest time, so I'm so grateful for that. I don't take that for granted anymore. And I felt like because of that, this year I was really able to start generating forward momentum once again in the running career, which feels amazing. And all of us guys, I guess I don't know if anyone has really publicly announced it, but all four of us, like I just re-signed with On for 4 years. So all four of us will be with On for another 4 years at least.
We're going to be old,
Gus?
Bro.
Yeah. Is that Tom? Who's
Did
the
I say
fourth?
Four? Sorry, three of us.
Well, Gus technically has re-signed with On. Gus,
he's got a lifetime contract.
He's got a lifetime contract.
So the three of us. Yeah, actually, I should have said Tom Wang.
Yeah.
Tom Wang signed on. He got an
all
extension
of
his
us.
Contract as well.
He actually is in charge of the team now. He's actually one of the head honchos.
Yeah, so very grateful for that and the future. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's like, it is kind of the end of the cycle, and the team, it can kind of go one or two ways at the end of a cycle. Like the team can either kind of tank and either like...
Everyone gets cut.
Yeah, and like lose funding. But all of us in the OEC are in a position where the brand is essentially like doubling down on the OEC. Like we have some really exciting stuff coming in the next year. And like the next cycle is just going to be,
it's going to be
even
epic.
Bigger and better.
It's going to be epic.
And from the start of the last one, mm-hmm. it's a pretty crazy progression.
Yeah.
So very, very grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah.
We realize how hard it is to get on the team these days.
I mean, from where we came from as a team to where we are now is incredible to think about, but also just reminisce.
It's a Christmas miracle.
The
no,
Christmas
it's
miracle.
Not actually. We took a lot of hard work. Not
a
miracle.
It's a Ritz miracle.
like the gym transformation from lifting rocks in Ritz's garage to now having one of the coolest gyms I've ever seen for a professional team. It's pretty pretty epic. Pretty epic to see that transition.
Yeah, it is amazing. So our Christmas wish lists, I think, obviously these will be mostly related to running, but maybe there'll be some other surprise in there. Ollie, have you got any ready to go?
I do have, yes. My Christmas wish list, which is just for the team, for OEC, I'm hoping that we get some sort of coffee / sparkling water / drink sponsorship for the gym, for the new space. I think that would be epic to have a little like health bar or whatever. there. Maybe not too healthy. Maybe like sub-healthy. No seed oils though, right, George?
Right, Ollie.
Yeah. That's one of my wishes. The other one is I, and this is probably a bit of a negative one, but
I love a good negative, negative one.
I hope that Grand Slam track, when we start getting slammed, when it starts getting slammed, I hope the winner, overall winner of Grand Slam track isn't one of the signees.
Is there overall winners? I don't think there is.
Oh, well, I hope.
Like of all four, or you just mean each time?
Is there an overall winner? No, it's just one. Okay, so I hope.
Unofficially.
I hope that every single one.
It's won by a challenger.
Yeah, I hope every single one's won by a challenger.
That's a good wish.
In every event or your event specifically?
In distance, 3K, 5K, 1500, 800.
Nice.
I want a challenger to come in, like for example, Hobbs Tesla. I love you, Yard, but I think Hobbs Tesla comes in and just wins it.
That's fairly realistic that
could happen.
Could happen
for every single one. Jakob comes in, wins it. I kind of want to see that. I think it'd be like pretty funny.
Agreed.
And I also think it'd be great for the sport and great for getting slammed. I think it'd be great for the slam.
I like that we all have slammed related wishes.
And then my third one, because you always have three, my wish is that I have really good consistent training this year, but I also wish that none of my teammates get injured. No injuries on OAC for a whole year. I want to get to September with the whole team being healthy and happy. And I think maybe this has been a wish before in the past, but I'm putting my wish into that. So,
man, if no one gets injured this whole year, we know who we have to thank. One of his three valuable wishes on our health.
Yeah,
which would be amazing.
Yeah,
that would be a Christmas miracle.
That would be
that would be honestly, a real Christmas
Dathan,
miracle.
Dathan would probably be like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah,
he'd be like, "That's crazy."
Yeah, amazing. Those are some nice wishes.
Yeah. All right, that's me done, George.
Great wishes. Yeah, we're going to have something Grand Slam related.
It has to be Grand Slam
related. Probably because it is like the newest thing to happen in the sport. And so the Christmas wish is that everyone just gives it a chance at least. Like everyone gets super behind it at the start, even before it's proven, just to hopefully get it off the ground. And I mean, shit, I think it's going to be good. But my wish related is that Coffee Club gets just a fat media deal for Grand Slam.
How far are we talking, George? Yes, how many G's?
What's a lot?
A lot of G's.
I don't know.
We got to talk to Michael Johnson & Johnson, and then he'll just be like, Coffee Club.
How many G's you want?
How many G's do you want? I got a lot of G's in the bank, bro. How many G's do you want?
Got a lot of G's over there.
Tom Wang will do the business deal.
If they give us the budget that they had for that dinner
in LA,
oh, Miami, I think that'd be good
just
enough.
Basically, all we need is one dinner's worth.
That's fine.
We'll take it.
Whatever that was, we'll take it. I'm sure it's
good. Oh, we just have that dinner. We just go to that dinner. Take one we just recreate dinner. That dinner. That dinner
but
was
just
so,
the three of us.
Yeah.
It's just the three of us.
And it's like the same setting, same amount of food, and it's just the three of us.
Yeah, I'll take it.
And then they film the entire thing. It's on Coffee Club. It just filmed the entire thing.
Yeah, I'd be sick if we were at one. Regardless if someone's, I mean, even still if someone's racing, day in between, just a nice Coffee Club day.
Yeah.
At Grand Slam.
Be sick.
Like, it seems like a no-brainer, honestly.
I mean, you could always say Coffee Club gets slammed. Slamming your coffee down, you know? I don't know.
No-brainer.
Make that happen.
Yeah. Just got to wish it into existence.
And we'll you do one while I think of my other two.
Yeah.
I didn't know we had three.
Oh, I did three because I like the number three.
No, three's a good number. Three's a good number.
Because it's a wish thing, so I thought three would be a good number.
My first one was pretty similar. Well, I guess it's slightly different. My first wish... was that we all get to compete in a Grand Slam brackets, if it makes sense. Because, you know, obviously it has to work with our schedules and stuff, depending on what other race commitments we have and coming back from injury, et cetera. But I think whether it's good or bad, I think it's going to be very, very exciting. And you can tell that the athletes are going to, it's very athlete-centric, like they're going to be looked after really well. So as athletes, I think it'd be really exciting just to be able to be part of it. So I hope that we can get that opportunity. Please, Santa, if you're listening, Kyle Merber. That's on our wish list.
Kyle Merber's our new Santa.
Yeah, Kyle Merber is Santa.
You have the opportunity to be Santa here.
Yeah. But in a kind of an adjacent wish, I want this outdoor season to provide good racing opportunities. And I do hope that the Grand Slam does, you know, the...
Elevate.
What's the lift all boats?
Rising tide lifts
all boats.
A lot of boats
because my one of my main reservations with last year's outdoor track season, and this was obviously a lot to do with the scheduling of the Olympics. So I think the fact that the world champs is the last meet of the year is going to completely revolutionize the outdoor season. I think it's going to be so much better.
Mm. Didn't you run one outdoor race?
Bro, I ran one. And it's like, it just nothing made sense. Yeah. And as a 5K guy last year, it was really difficult to... there was no races really. There was really high level. There was a couple of really high level diamond leagues, and then there was, like, I mean, I was looking and I was like, what races would I even do if I wanted to? So I hope that this year, the 1500, however, obviously is very reliable, but it was the diamond leagues. Really, it wasn't like mostly the gold. You want the diamond league to be good, and you also want the gold level ones to be good, so you have that option depending on where you're at. And I think this year the outdoor season is just so much longer going into that September World Champs. So I'm hoping that there's just like a good outdoor season for us. Indoors is reliable because, you know, we know what races to do in indoors, and it's good because you can just stay in America and you can have race in some of the best indoor races in the world.
Boston, cheat code.
Yeah, outdoors, not quite the same thing. So I hope that we can start to get something that's more reliable, consistent.
More 5Ks, more 3Ks. I want to see more 5Ks and 3Ks. I think that would be cool.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, LA nailed it last year. Like, that was just the perfect combination of things. But yeah, that was about it. Unless... yeah, there was just so few opportunities for that.
A lot of it was because of the timing of Europeans and Olympics. And then you had national championships. Triple whammy made those other meets just hard.
I thought of that one. My wish list, Diamond League related, is that max one world record 5K attempt. And the rest of them got to be not.
Good luck, buddy.
Because the fact that they just go for... the world record every single 5K in the Diamond League makes it so freaking boring.
That's such a George Beamish wish. That's perfect.
I want to watch, and it's just because, like, the people I'm watching and I am, like, supporting in the races are not running 12:30 something, and I don't really care.
There's only about three people that are.
Exactly, and that's the problem. It's fucking boring.
Yeah.
I'd like to see less of those.
Got to speak to the race directors on that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. There's just that obsession needs to be dealt with.
Yeah.
But hopefully the Grand Slam influences it and they realize that we can actually do it differently.
Yeah, it'd be a real game changer if Jakob was in a Diamond League 5K as well. That'd be cool.
Yeah, he didn't do one.
He hasn't done one for like 2-3 years.
He just runs the Olympics and wins it.
Yeah. That is crazy.
But I think he would change the race a lot.
He's not going to have to do another one though, because isn't he defending champ?
Yeah. So he probably won't. He'll probably just keep racing.
Just keep winning it from one 5K.
I mean, if he wants to break 10 world records, he does have to run one eventually.
He did tell me, though, in Zurich, the easiest records to break is the 5 and the 10. He reckons they're the easiest. He said the 1500 is the hardest.
I agree that the 1500 is the hardest. So I guess maybe
This is Jakob saying this. I'm not saying that they're easy. I'm not saying they're easy. I'm just saying that for him, they're easier.
He has always said that, though. Based on his strengths, the 1500 is the hardest.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That does make sense. My next couple of wishes, we haven't made much of an enemy of them as of late, but I want us to beat out Citrus Mag as the number one podcast in the world, which I think they currently are the number one.
On what? Who's leaderboard?
Just the world's. Just vibes.
Are we in the top 5?
Or? In the world?
In the whole world? For all podcasts?
I think so.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Oh, wait, no, where's Sidious?
It's like Joe Rogan, Call of Daddy, and then us, I think.
They're number one in the world.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Dude.
I haven't checked.
Congratulations, Chicky Chavez.
Yeah.
Dude, he should just sell it. Sell it to like Hot Ones. Hot Ones got sold for like $82 million. He should just sell it to us.
To us
for a handshake.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to beat them out. Did we do well this year with the numbers?
I don't know.
Were we number one in Norway? I want to be number one in Norway. That's what I want. That's I'm going to add on to your
I
wish.
I think that was the one country that we were number one.
I want to be number one in Norway. Norwegians love us and we love them.
The important numbers are the Spotify rap numbers, the people that have.
Yeah, that's the most important one.
Yeah, Coffee Club is their top shot, top podcast.
That was really nice. That was really nice. My next big wish, this is a really big one. by, I don't know how this would possibly happen based on recent movements in the running world, but I really want Mike Smith to become our assistant coach. I don't know how that, like, I'm just trying to think of a series of events that has to happen for that to become possible.
He becomes our assistant coach.
Like, you mean like the next Olav, basically? Or just full-on assistant, taking splits.
Assistant but coach.
Like under Kelsey?
Under Kelsey.
Yeah.
I think he had, the thing is, now that I'm thinking about the reality of that, I think a lot of bad things has to happen in his life for him to get to that level, considering at the moment he's pretty much on top of the world.
All his athletes abandon him and his sponsor.
Yeah.
Nike, the only way that could see that is Nike just goes bankrupt or some shit. And then he's out of a job.
Is that on your wish list? Nike bankrupt?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying it could happen, you know? Just don't know with these things.
Can you just imagine if he was like, just went back to being a humble assistant coach? I could see it.
Can you imagine him?
I don't know if he ever was an assistant coach.
Georgetown?
He was Georgetown head coach, wasn't he?
No, Milt was.
Oh, he was assistant. Dude, imagine him under Dathan, though. Just imagine him under Dathan.
That'd be like when an NBA team, when they just like buy all the good plays together.
You can tell Dathan would definitely like push him like a little bit. Just with him being the assistant, he would give him a little bit of stick.
I
hope Mark would retaliate and give him a bit of sneak back. But I'm like fantasizing about it right now in my head. I think
just them operating together.
Yeah. Wow. But those two voices, just like talking in the gym.
We got to make like a fan fiction out of that somehow.
Yeah, so one of our fans would do that for sure on the Discord or Reddit.
Amazing. Can you imagine if both those people were your coach? It'd be too much. You'd be so excited.
Honestly, there's one thing that could happen that'd be bad, though.
What's that?
So you know how, like, OTC then split to Bauman and Project?
Yeah.
You could see that happening. Like, you know, Jordy and Mike Smith started, like, an alliance. And then Dathan and Joe start an alliance, and then you have to pick like which side you're going on, and then they split into two different groups. I could see that happening because Mike, like there's two, like it's like two titans fighting. Like it's just
for a good docuseries.
Yeah, I mean it'd be a great drama series.
Yeah, I'd love that.
I mean, people would love to watch that shit.
So let's make it happen.
Yeah, good for the sport.
That's all my. I also had world peace written down, but I guess I already used up all my wishes. So maybe next year.
Yeah, we'll worry about that next year. That's Gus's wish.
My final wish will be for the Chiefs not to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, God, that's a great wish. That's a great wish.
Why did everyone hate
just
the Chiefs?
Just doing my part.
Because, dude, they're the luckiest, they're the luckiest team, bro. They're so lucky with how they win their games.
They're just so unlikable.
Do they have
Travis Kelce? Is he unlikable now? People love him, don't they?
They do, but I wouldn't say he's not.
I think they just love him. I think they just love his girlfriend.
But no, they love his personality because his podcast is quite good with his brother. Like,
don't people like Patrick Mahomes as well? It's just his wife.
Not really.
Like, and his brother.
Oh, they suck. Yeah,
he's
I thought people like Patrick Mahomes though.
I think they like him because he doesn't. He's not like a dick or anything. I don't think. But I think they just because he's.
No, I think people do like both of them. But just as a team, yeah.
They've just been winning for too long, and now they're getting too.
And the way the refs, they win too,
the refs are too on their side.
Yeah, the way they win too. I want a Detroit Lions Bills.
No, you've used up your wishes.
No, I'm not saying it's a wish. I'm just saying what I want. That's what I want.
This is a hope.
That's just a hope.
A dream.
It's a dream. What do you want? What Super Bowl do you want? What teams?
I can't tell you. I got no wishes left.
No, but it's not a wish. It's just like I would like this.
Anyone but the Chiefs or the Eagles.
Oh, you don't like the Eagles as well?
I really don't.
I thought people liked the Eagles as well.
I don't like the Baltimore Ravens.
I like the Eagles' Christmas albums. they make some good Christmas songs.
They do.
I think we should honestly make a Christmas album like that one.
Yeah. I do like Jakob. We get Jakob to feature in it.
Did they make a? Was that last year they made a Christmas song?
Did they?
No, they the Ingies?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Didn't they make a song?
They made a song.
They did.
I don't know. Wasn't it a Christmas song?
What was the song about?
Wait, you don't know their song? Like the Norwegian Olympic song?
Oh, the Olympic. I thought it was Christmas. Yeah. Oh, it was Olympics.
The coolest thing about
that's,
that,
I wouldn't be surprised. And then if
we talked about this in the podcast, but when he won the 5K at the Olympics, didn't they play it?
Yeah, it was the best moment of my life.
Dude, that's crazy shit.
Literally the best moment of my life.
I forgot it was an Olympic song. Olympics, Christmas.
Easy to confuse.
I don't want the Ravens either. No Ravens. Mm. I like Lamar Jackson, but no Ravens.
Fair enough.
Baltimore just doesn't make sense to me.
Fair enough.
This doesn't make sense.
Well, on that note, I don't know. I did not expect our Christmas episode to end on talking about the Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Yeah. That's a good wish, though.
Will we be on training camp again for the Super Bowl?
I hope so.
Normally
around Melrose.
It's probably the same weekend, so maybe not quite.
Actually, it's earlier, probably, because Melrose is later this year, no?
It is later this year.
Who knows? I don't know how these things work.
But to be honest, I would like to see the halftime show.
Taylor Swift?
Is going to be sick.
Who is it?
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Is it actually?
Yeah. So the spiel is just going on a sidetrack, but so Drake is trying to sue Kendrick for the Not Like Us stuff because of the metrics. He thinks that Spotify or Apple Music or whatever, like, boosting his metrics unnaturally. And they also, he wants to put a cease and desist letter, allegedly, to prevent Kendrick from playing Not Like Us at the Super Bowl.
He's definitely playing it.
He's definitely playing it. Like,
wait, is the Super Bowl in California? Is it in LA? No.
It's not.
No.
It's in New Orleans.
He'll play that, but I mean, with his new album out, apparently there's rumor that he's releasing another new album as well. So there's going to be two new albums when he comes out. But imagine being dissed by a rapper at the Super Bowl, like, with so many people watching. That'd be insane.
And everyone's going
to
love it as well.
And everyone loves it. Everyone loves that song. It's a bop. But I'd love to watch the halftime show. I want him to bring out SZA because she's amazing. And her voice is amazing. But yeah, that'll be fun. It'd be cool if it was on training camp, because it was good memories when we had that George in Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. But dude, we have it in Florida too. Florida was a blur for me, so I can't remember if we watched it or not.
It must. Yeah, I don't know. It must have been in Florida. We were in Florida forever.
Yeah.
So. Surely, right?
Well, that's an exciting thing.
Probably a whole NFL season.
Yeah. That's an exciting thing for us, as we're doing a training camp. And
we didn't even have to put it on the wish list. That just happened.
But next, because like last year we didn't do it, and I think we definitely wanted to have that, and now we've got it. So it should be super fun. We'll see how it goes. It could be the greatest thing ever, or it could be interesting.
Or we'll be talking about it like Florida again.
Yeah.
Find out next time on the podcast. No, but... yeah, guys, a merry, merry Christmas to you all, however you celebrate, whether you do or don't celebrate, whatever you're doing, if you're with family or if you're alone. I hope that you guys know that us at the Coffee Cup Podcast, we're with you. And yeah, we just wish you the best, wish you good health. We hope that all your wishes come true as well. And yeah, that's really it from us.
Yep. Gus, thanks you guys for supporting the podcast, and would love to give you all slobbery licks as a big thank you, as he would usually do. Or little whines. He does little whines.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's it for episode 165 of the Coffee Cup Podcast. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas. Boys from Coffee Club. Oh.